as the crowd strings. Was an Egyptian sphinx. It happened during the holidays in the Valley of Kings. He got hypnotized like Peter Pan by the moon. The strength of a smell made him quite dizzy soon. And suddenly there were cobwebs all over. And suddenly there were cobwebs all over. And thoughts of forgotten riddles returned. It was like Fata Morganas that burned when saucers seemed to carry him up to the sky. Mr. Crowd surprised, choked in a soundless cry. Considering those imaginations, considering those imaginations, and the pictures in his eyes began to swim. When the extraterrestrials whispered to him, now he knew the strangers were there for real. He wasn't dreaming, 'cause he still could feel. When he pinched himself as a precaution, when he pinched himself as a precaution, by himself, wherever I stay, whatever I think, whatever I say, whatever I mean, whatever I dream, I'm betrayed and sold, I am controlled. What will be there? What will be there tomorrow? What will be there? What will be there tomorrow? He was flying high for one night and one day. He knew he was already light years away. He was still disturbed and rather blind. What kind of new world was he going to find? But he felt they soon would be landing. But he felt they soon would be landing. And shapes of shadows were drifting by. He felt like an animal, scared and shy. The invisible ship, by whatever it was steered, landed softly, but immediately disappeared. What the hell are they going to do with him? What the hell are they going to do with him? Somehow he was glad, but he was taken instead. They carried him away for another night and day. And after a while, the darkness disappeared. It was the moment of arrival he feared, 'cause he knew the journey was now all over. 'Cause he knew the journey was now all over. The enlightened man was shocking. He was put into a zoo. Plenty of bees there and no way out of there too. He was to be imprisoned for the rest of his life. And all the loneliness without a wife. What a dance, what a dance. while he was pondering about his bad, bad luck, about the hopeless situation he was stuck in. The door opened a little and they thrust somebody in. He stumbled over there to find out what it means. Took her tenderly by the arm. I said to her, don't feel no harm. Don't bother to worry, everything is okay. Future and tomorrow, future wins today. Get your hands!